Have your Bibles tonight, Sam. We appreciate the invitation to come. We've got to come to preach the Word of God.
Amen.
God's still real. God's still the Savior. Business here tonight, lost. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, you're a real special guest to us. My heart desire and hopefully that God will break your heart with the Word of God.
Yes.
If you realize need to be in Savior. Yeah. You're here tonight, sitting in the house of God. You've got your heart hung on the willow tree. I hope God describes y'all.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm just plain simple. I'll just get to the point. And I told some of them a while ago that a lot of times folks don't want old time preaching anymore. Want somebody to tickle your ear and scratch your back. Amen. Been able to tickle nobody's ear and scratch nobody's back. I'll say this and I'll get into the message. And I had a young preacher come to me here at a tire shop few months back. He said that he's pastoring a church, the first he's ever pastored. He said, "Preacher," he said, "what on earth do you have to do to pastor a church?" I said, "Get you a pocket full of lollipops, American pad, and some pacifiers. You'll be all right. It'll be some you'll have to hurt, some you'll have to give a pacifier, lollipops too." So, have your Bibles tonight. Turn with us over to Luke chapter number 13. Luke chapter number 13. Do desire you to pray just for a few moments, and we'll. I'm going to preach whether you pray or not. It'll make it a whole lot easier. There's some of these rabbit hunters in here, they know if you hiss a beagle, get to a briar patch, you don't want to wait it and hiss that dog. The better you hiss, the better he does. So just pray for us tonight, and we'll do better. And it don't take near as long. When you're under anointing, it don't take long to get her done. But if you make me muscle it out, I'll be all right. Just pray God send his anointing. I learned a long time ago. I've been preaching 39 years. I had the privilege yesterday, and I'm bragging on God that the church recognized my 38 years at the same time the church ever passed.
Bless him, Lord.
38 years worth, and God is really blessed. I thank God for that privilege.
Yes.
Be there that long. All right, beginning in verse number 24. Luke chapter number 13. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." He shall answer and say unto you, "I know you not whence you are." Then shall you begin to say, "We have eaten and drunk in thy presence. Thou hast taught in our streets." But he shall say, "I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." Then there shall be weeping, gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourself thrust out. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight again. We thank you again for my heart tonight. What an honor, what a joy to be here. God bless you again.
And God, you bless you tonight,
Father. Lord, we pray for thy Lord. We tell our Lord to die for that. God, we be hopeless. We be helpless tonight. God, without thy prayer, without thy prayer. God, we just pray that you'll be helpless.
Let's get church.
Now, we just give him a tiny part. Well, I'm glad the Lord said, Peter said, the Lord not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
Long-suffering to us, for not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And it's God's will to save you tonight.
Amen.
I want to preach just for a little while, and if you miss first base, you can't make it home.
Amen.
If you miss first base, let that sink in just a minute.
Amen.
If you miss first base, you can't make it home. You know anything about softball? Softball's got three plates. Then it's got a home plate. It's got first base, second base, third base, then home plate. But the most important base on that field is first base.
Right.
So you got to make her the first baseman.
Yeah.
Let me preach to you tonight just for a little while, because I'm a firm believer that there are a lot of our churches are sitting filled with people that have missed first base.
They
never come to town.
Right,
they never got their sins on the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, the Lord told Nicodemus, he said in chapter number 3, verse number 7, he said, "Marvel not that I say unto you, and you must be born again." I've done this with a highway of holiness. And no unclean thing can walk there in. I've done God save me when I was lost. I sent her on the road to hell. Heaven, I'm finding the preacher that stood in the pulpit and declared that God was righteous. I was a sinner bound for hell. And I came to him, and I'm glad I touched first base.
Connie, too late, ain't it? He said he's in purgatory, and he needs to be prayed out of purgatory.
Oh,
I said, "Brother, I don't believe that." I said, "The man dies, he'll even lift his eyes in the presence of God, and he'll lift his eyes in heaven. If he's been to Calvary, and he's touched first base, he knows what he's doing." Let me say something. Somebody said these people are deceived. No, sir. I don't believe the Lord Jesus will ever let a man be in the seed to the point that he don't know he's lost or saved. I believe there's a crossroad in every person's life when it comes to age accountability. I believe God gives the opportunity, and it's up to them, and they know whether they're saved or whether they're lost.
Amen.
And they'll stand without and begin to say, hey, we eat and drunk and die present. Look here, it's all about them.
Yeah.
It's all about them. All folks depend on their works.
Yeah.
They think they work their way to heaven. I'm not going to heaven because I'm preaching.
No.
I'm not going to heaven because I pastored the church 38 years.
No.
I'm not going to heaven because I'm a lame builder.
No.
I'm going to heaven because of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what makes me.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless
you, Lord.
Let me tell you the reason of the message tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
Then I'll get on into the scripture and the preaching. The reason I said if you miss first base, you can't get home.
Uh-huh.
It was a World Series several years ago that took place. The last game of the World Series. The two teams that played, they were down to the point. That they were, that the one was one score, one home run behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so the batter stepped to the plate, and he hit that ball, and buddy, she went seven. And he left for first base.
Mm-hmm.
He went around the plates. He went by second, he third base, and he slid into home place, and the umpire said, out!
Uh-huh.
And the crowd was with, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Hey! Nobody dealt by the ball wasn't there. How can he be out? They questioned the umpire.
Yeah.
Umpire looked at him and said he never touched first base.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not no good to run all the
bases. Amen.
When you miss first base, you'll be coming out.
Amen.
Amen.
All of our churchy folks have missed first base. They never got to the place where they come and recognize themselves as a sinner and God as a Savior.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God loves you tonight. God loves you tonight. There's one thing for you need to know for sure. I'll ask people, are you saved? They say, I think I am. Are you saved? I'm going to this church of answer. I said, I didn't say that. I said, are you saved?
Amen.
There's one thing about you're saved or you're lost.
Amen.
There ain't no other way around it.
Amen.
The old black man said, you're in or you're out. You either is, you ain't.
Amen.
Well, well done. You don't, you ain't got it. And you know about it.
Amen.
Nobody had to tell me when I got saved.
Amen.
I know when I got saved.
Amen.
Hey, now, Mama did not give me up.
Amen.
They did not pick me up off of
it.
That's not when I got saved, I know to say.
Amen.
My oldest daughter was about 8 or 9 years old. Got under conviction. She'd run down the hallway of a night. I'd hear her coming. She'd come to my mama's room. She'd say, Daddy, I want you to pray. I need to be saved.
Yeah.
I mean, Mama would roll out on her knees and we'd pray. She'd look over me and she'd say, with them eye tears in her eyes, she said, Daddy, am I saved? I said, I can't tell you that, honey.
Right.
Hey, it went on for about a week and a half or 2 weeks. I mean, about every other night, here she'd come down the hallway. She'd worry me to death.
Yeah.
I now went to the barn one evening and I got on my knees. I said, Lord, if there's anything to this preacher, if there's anything to me, you're going to have to save that girl.
Yeah.
Because she's a worried me to death. I can't take it no more. That very same night, I hear her coming down the hallway. Boy, here she comes, pity-patting down the hallway. Said, Daddy, you need to pray.
Yeah.
Then Mama rolled out and got to pray. A few minutes, two little arms went up around my neck. She was squalling to the high heaven.
Yeah.
I said, what is it? She said, Daddy, shall him save.
Yeah.
I said, oh, God. She said, Jesus, shall him save. She got on first base.
Amen.
Guess what? She's around now. She's hit second and third. She's heading for home plate.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what we're doing. If you're saved, you're heading for home plate.
Yeah.
You don't made it to third base.
Yeah.
We're heading for home plate.
Amen.
We're going to slide in.
Yeah.
Bring it on, brother. Yeah.
Woo.
Amen.
Yeah, but if you miss that first base, you're just wasting your time there for the rest of the race. Somebody said, won't God give you credit forever? No, sir.
No.
No. Won't God give you credit for calling Him Lord? No, sir. How can you call Him Lord if you don't know Him?
Amen.
And you know Him if you go to first base. This crowd just lived like hell 6 days a week and go to church and try to live it right on Sunday. They ain't never touched first base.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's true.
This crowd, they put them gays, that bunch of homosexuals, the whole thing.
Come on,
preach the word of God. You know what the problem is? They don't know nothing about the first base.
Amen.
They don't know nothing about this Lord. I'm sure.
Amen.
Okay, let's get up and out before I get the mail. So that's if you're turning with me, if you would, real quickly over to Matthew chapter number 7. Verse number 21. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto the Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
That's right, brother.
But he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah.
Now that means you have to touch first base.
Yeah.
You're going, if you touch first base, you may do what God wants you.
Yeah.
Not what you want to do. You won't be pleasing the flesh. You'll be trying to please God.
Yeah.
You'll be trying to please God.
Yeah.
You know what that runner does? He does everything he can to get on first base.
Yeah.
That's the most critical point is for him.
Yeah.
He can't go to second unless he gets to first.
Right.
Christ has to count with that where he can't go to second.
Yeah.
Look here now. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done wondrous works? We got all kinds of religion. They're saying they got signed. You know what? Even Hollywood's got a religion.
Yeah. That's right.
Scientology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what Scientology is? They're their own God. They control their own destiny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All it is, are on the road to hell, and there's no real life.
Yeah.
We see on the news this last week, too, about the sex scandal of the Hollywood producer.
Yeah.
That's what Hollywood is.
Yeah.
That's what Hollywood is.
Right.
The world. And that's what our youngsters are seeing.
Yeah.
That's what they have to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, you need to get on base.
Yeah.
Hey, God, need to be a hitter, a base hitter. You need to be a good hitter.
Yeah.
You know what they do in a baseball game? They put their best hitters up first.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
So you need to be a good hitter. Over in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 25, verse number 1, says the kingdom of heaven like none of 10 verses. Five were wise, five were foolish.
Amen.
It said the foolish took their lamp, but took no oil with it. The wise took their vessels with their lamps, and they took and oil in their vessels.
That's right.
He said, well, right.
Yeah.
They all slumbered and slumbered. You ever seen the day when the church is asleep? How many days Paul shut in the house of God? You can't tell them. That's the way it was. You couldn't tell these birds in the park.
Yeah.
I mean, they looked alike.
Yeah.
They dressed alike.
Yeah.
Everything they done was alike. They wasn't the one difference in them. One of them didn't have no wall, nothing. It's just the Word of God. It's the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. You bet you the Holy Ghost runs a bunch of Baptists. They just go flip off and run a hole.
Hey, that's
the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I preached on the Trinity here at church a few weeks ago. I'm glad for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I'm glad. You know that's what puts you in the body of Christ. Everybody, and don't get me wrong. I ain't here to try to preach you or preach any doctrine to you. I'm just here to preach the Word of God.
Amen.
But everybody thinks when they got saved, said, oh, Jesus moved my heart. But guess what moved in your heart? Third part of the Godhead.
That's right. Amen.
Representative of Christ, what moved your heart.
Yeah.
He said, speed if you die, go away. If I go not away, the country won't come. But if I go away, I pray the Father.
Amen.
And he will send you a country. So he sent the Holy Ghost. And what he done when you come back, he said, guess who brought you to the altar?
Amen.
Third part of the Godhead.
Yeah.
You can't separate them. A woman come in one time, Bill, and she said, preacher said, drive me crazy. I said, what's wrong? I said, I'm trying to figure out the Trinity. I said, just quit trying to figure it out and accept it.
Amen.
You'll never figure it out.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, it's the three, they're there, and they're one, and that's all that matters to me. You don't know anything else, that's him when you get to
them.
So what he does, he draws you.
Yes.
To be saved. Guess what he done? He comes as a representative of heaven.
Yes.
You remember when Abraham sent Elijah, his servant, down there to his own country, to his brother's house, to find Isaac, a bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did he do? He told him to go down there, and he loaded up the wagon. He sent precious things with him to show what Isaac had.
Yeah.
And when Elijah got down there and met Rebekah at the well, he didn't brag on himself.
No.
The Holy Ghost don't brag on himself. Guess who he's bragging on?
Uh-huh.
He calls us brag on Jesus.
Yeah.
And he said, look here, I've got some gifts to share on you.
Yeah.
And they come from my servant, from Isaac.
Yeah.
The one that's wanting to come to it.
Yeah.
And that's what the Holy Ghost does. He shares some gifts on us.
Yeah.
Of what heavens, God, to make us one another.
Yeah.
She got a desire. She never seen Isaac.
Yeah.
I've never seen Jesus with my
hand.
Yeah. And thank God one yet.
Thank you, Lord.
Rain on, brother.
Come on, Bertrand.
Bless you, Lord.
While the bridegroom's hurry.
Yes.
They all slumber and sleep. It's every time we need to wake up.
Amen.
Right, brother. You know what? When them batters get up to play, now if you're old, Hank Aaron, and you can knock her plumb out of the ballpark,
yeah,
you can walk first base.
Yeah.
But the average batter,
mm-hmm,
when he hits it,
yeah,
he don't just stick his hands in his pocket. He goes down and he gets
yeah.
He gets her out and goes just as hard as he goes.
Yeah.
And if you have to, he slides in.
Yeah. Amen.
His desire is to get there.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's my desire.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bless the
Lord.
Bless the
Lord.
So while the bridegroom tarried, they slumbered and slept.
Yeah.
Yep. And at midnight,
uh-huh,
midnight's one of the most unaware times he is.
That's right.
Midnight, a crowd went out.
Yeah.
Mercy, Lord.
Go ye out to meet. Do you know what them bridegrooms, I done a study on this one time. Do you know what that represents? The bridegroom was there in them days when a man took a wife. She never knew when he was coming.
Right.
They were betrothed, but she never knew when he'd get there.
Mm-hmm.
But when he announced his he was coming, them bridegrooms would go out like the pathway.
Yeah.
Their lamps would light up the way into the house where the bridegroom was.
Right.
Or where the bride was.
Yeah.
And so, while they tarried, the announcement went out. The bridegroom's coming!
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, men been a preacher for years said, hey, the Lord's coming!
Amen.
He said, you don't know the day, you don't know the hour.
Nope.
But he's coming.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the days of Noah, so kind of be the coming son of man. And it wasn't the days of Lot. How can you get any worse?
Amen.
Right.
That's
right.
That's true.
You couldn't get no worse, couldn't
you?
Yeah, I won't go to the point I've heard older preachers year over the year say, God doesn't apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. If you didn't come pretty quick, God doesn't apologize to no
one.
Yes, sir.
God,
right.
Hey, it's a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
He put that in there for a reason when he said, as it was in the days of Noah.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't imagine. I had a privilege here a while back, and me and the wife, some of the church went up to the ark in Kentucky. And I know it ain't wasn't the real thing, but man, I'm telling you. It caused this preacher to go home and do some digging and studying.
Mm-hmm.
I stood on the inside of that ark and I thought, man, what a vessel.
Yeah.
What a vessel. How could people, I mean, Noah preached, they say for 120 years, that's after the Lot days of man, that he said, if he preached 120 years, that they went for eight souls, count yourself, they got on that ark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the dear Noah had a desire. Even if other folks didn't want to go, Noah wanted to go.
Yeah.
You get up to place the back, you ought to have a desire to get on first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the other players get on or not, you ought to have a desire to get on.
Yeah.
That ought to be your desire.
That's right.
Paul said he's running the race. He said, well, then it'll just be a beaten win.
Yeah.
Beaten there, but he's in there for a reason.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? So at midnight, the crowd went out.
Amen.
Go ye out to meet him.
Yeah.
Amen. Guess what? They all rose up.
Yeah.
They need to trim their lamps.
Yeah.
I remember just a boy at home. I'm getting old enough now that I can tell this. We had no electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Went to what's called an outhouse down the path.
Yeah.
Went to the spring, packed up some water, it was warming up. A big galvanized tub to take your bath in.
Right.
He saw my coal oil lamps.
Yes, sir.
My sisters, all of them was older than me. I had seven sisters, all of them older than me except one. And Mama, they'd have to do dishes, and Mama would say, girl, don't throw that dishwater out till you clean them lamp globes. You know what them lamp globes do?
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot of badnesses. They're sitting in the same position, them lamp globes.
Come on, brother.
Them old lamp globes, if it wasn't burning good, you know what they do, Don?
They
make you go blind.
Yeah.
They'd smut and smoke up, and you couldn't see nothing with them.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't see a thing with them.
Yeah.
But you know what Mama would do? She'd take them globes off, and them girls wash them globes, Mama take a pair of scissors. That old wick could be burned real bad upon the top end.
Mm-hmm.
She cut that trim out. Every now and then God has to pull me up and cut some of that head.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Or my wick will burn again.
Yeah.
Or my eye will be bright.
Amen.
Mom used to get up no coal stove. No pot belly coal stove. My dad wasn't the fire keeper. He called her, hey, Mabel, that's my mom. She'd get up and fix the fire. She'd get up and then when she'd bank that thing of a night, she'd take ashes out of the bottom of it. Put put it on top of it. Yeah. Morning, next morning, you can sit down on it.
Yeah.
Wasn't enough, it just burned it but more.
Yeah.
But you know what she do? She don't make bottom door and have no big handle. You reach there and get on them grapes. You hear that thing. Out of a while, they see them dead ashes begin to shake down through them grates. In a few minutes more, you'd see some flickering inside of that stove.
Yes.
Next thing you know, here's red on top and then red up the pipe.
Yeah.
And I mean, when he got the net, it shook off it, and he got some air and blowing upon him. When the Spirit of God blows upon us, think you've seen them dead bones laying over the valley.
Yeah.
I mean, to see you never go up on us till in our lives. He said you need to pray the winds blow upon them.
Yeah.
You know what that wind represented? The Spirit of God. They were laughing until the Spirit blew the fire.
Amen.
Oh, God will go over us this week.
Amen.
Touching first base.
Yeah.
If you're going to get home, go over first base.
Amen.
Bless you.
Everybody told me, he said, boy, GPS, best thing you ever owned. They are, they're working right. Me and my wife, one of the deacons, his wife went into Erlanger, Chattanooga, to the hospital. Come out there on Sunday evening. Things touched down there pretty good. We come out and it hit us. We put home on our head. We got a punch reverse. Put home on that thing. Next thing I know, we're going down the road now. I said, I don't think we come this way. Come to a screeching halt, and there was a dead end.
Same brand I had.
Didn't know where to go. Turn around.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad God don't get you lost.
Right.
Just follow the instructions.
Yeah.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
When all else fails, those instructions.
Amen.
I never was one much for following instructions. I buy swing sets and stuff for the kids. I throw the papers down and I grab that sack of bolts and get about a half 5 gallon bucket full. And I go to putting it together, this look like this ought to fit here and this ought to fit there.
Yeah.
And get about 2/3 way through it and pick up a piece and try to figure out where that went. It didn't seem to fit nowhere.
No.
Go back to the book and I have 2 hours back behind me, it's where it hurt pretty
good. Yeah.
So sometimes when we ain't been blessed from God, we need to look see where we messed up.
Amen.
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 Where did we foul up? When we quit going by the instructions.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We get in trouble. Well, it all rolls up to trim our lamps. And guess what? The foolish found that they had no oil with lamps. They asked the wise to give us some oil, for our lamps have gone out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I can't give you what I've got.
If
I could, Jerry, if I could give people what I've got, I'd go in next Sunday morning, and the first lost person stepped through the door, I got a pretty good sized boy. And if our boy stands about 6'5", weighs about 320, got another boy in there about his size, 3 or 4 of them not that size. When that sinner stepped in, if I'd give him what I got, I'd get in the bucket. And I'd say, down him, boys.
Yeah.
I'd pour it from the bottom of his shoes to the top of his head.
Yeah.
But you can't give it to them.
Right.
I can tell them about it.
Right.
I can try to entice them to have
it. Right.
But it's something that has to be obtained.
Amen.
So that they wanted them to give their oil. They said, no, not so.
Yeah.
We don't have, unless we have enough for us.
Right.
They said, go to them and sell, rather sell, buy for yourself.
Yeah.
Guess what? They made a trip to leave to go buy oil for their lamps.
Yes, they did.
When it's offered, that's the time to get it.
Right.
Don't wait till he comes.
Right.
You're not getting it in.
Right.
Somebody had somebody tell me, said, oh, tribulation period. Tribulation, I'm going to tell you something. If you deny him in this day and you reject him, you'll not get saved in tribulation.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Well, it says there's going to be some saved in tribulation. That's Jews.
Yeah.
No, they might be a Gentile, some Gentiles saved. Let me say this, and I'm not trying to doctrinate you. The only Gentiles will be saved that Jim's never had an opportunity to hear.
Right.
And they'll be a friend to Israel, and because they, when it's hungry, they fed it.
Yeah.
When it's thirsty, they give him drink.
Yeah.
When it's naked, they clothe him.
Yeah.
That'll be a friend to Israel.
Yeah.
And God will accept that.
Right.
But a Gentile that has been offered salvation
right.
here,
yeah.
that dies, or that leaves here, or stays in tribulation, no hope.
Amen.
No hope. Well, Polly went. They came back at a while. I sound like I might have killed me.
Come on, man.
They came back at a while and they began knocking.
Yeah.
Open it up!
Yes.
While they went, the bridegroom came and he went in and the door was shut.
Yeah.
Quick knock door of grace and mercy. Yeah. That's the end of it.
Amen.
You know what? When the Lord comes, the Spirit leads.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Come on, brother.
Elijah didn't stay down yonder in that country. He got Rebecca. When he got the bride, he come out with
her. Yeah, right.
The Spirit will lead with the bride.
Amen.
Bless
you all.
Woo!
Come on, preacher.
Bless you all.
Happy God. You know what's God.
Lord, open us.
Bless you all.
Don't know me.
Come on, brother.
Don't know me.
Yeah.
What, ain't that some of the saddest words
you've ever heard?
I never knew you!
Yeah.
We can, let me tell you something, there's a difference in profession and possession.
That's right.
They always told me that possession is 99.9% of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can profess that I own half of Florida. But perhaps you'll need for it.
Amen.
If I have time of need, I can claim it. I possess it.
Amen.
I don't just profess it, I possess it.
Amen.
Well, if the blood's been applied, I don't just profess it.
Amen.
I've said enough, I get my tongue twisted. Possession.
Yes.
Knowing that you've got, I know. I tell them, I don't know much about an airplane.
No.
All I know is just get in, buckle up, and hold on. You don't care nothing about riding. You don't know a thing about it. Don't know a thing about diesel motors. Don't know a thing about a lot of stuff. But just ask me about Jesus.
Amen.
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 Because
I've
touched first base.
Amen.
Have you touched first base?
Amen.
If not, you race, you journey, you run in the route, you run in the vein.
Mm-hmm.
It'll all be for naught.
Amen.
When you go in the home plate, it'll be for naught.
Yeah.
He'll look at you and say, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I want to hear him say, well done.
Amen.
How good is faith?
Amen.
Then faith over a few things.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you all. He said to run the race. He told them over in Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Romans, he said to lay aside the weight that does so easily. Let us run with patience. The race is set before us. So there's a race that we're having to run.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He told young Timothy, Paul did, 2 Timothy chapter 2. He said, in your hardness is a good soldier.
Yes.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In your hardness. So we got a race set before us.
Yep.
But get it right and start.
Amen.
I believe this. I believe, I tell folks, if a man is right, he'll live right.
Amen.
And if a man lives right, God bless him right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, you don't never mess up, sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I bank a whole lot on 1 John 1:9.
Yeah.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins,
yeah.
He's faithful and just.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5, verse number 20, he said, where sin abounded in grace, did much more than
that. Amen.
I like that verse.
Yes, sir.
I have to bank on them verses a whole lot.
Amen. Me too.
Oh, God saved what's on the inside.
Amen.
God didn't save a thing about this right here.
Amen.
If he did, I wouldn't be getting them age spots.
Amen.
My hair, you see them kind of spots? I'd still have hair.
Yeah.
I wear glasses.
Yeah.
I got I got teeth that's been bridged in and peopled in and all that. But if a man, if God had saved my flesh, I got saved when I was about 21 years old. If God saved my flesh, I'd still look 21.
Yeah.
I still have that hair I can comb back. I'd weigh about 165 pounds.
Yeah.
God didn't save that place.
No.
Right. He saved them from man.
Amen.
I'm glad I know what it is to touch first man.
Amen.
Yes.
They're going to come get a verse of song tonight. Let me ask you again. Have you touched first base? Do you know what it is to be saved? God knows our hearts. He knows our intent. God knows what we preach this tonight. They sing, I'm going to give you an invitation to come. You have a need. Here tonight, never been saved. Here tonight, you grow cold. It's easy to grow cold. Well, let's give you an invitation.
Be part of the sin. God will raise you to see that.